Commissioner's Court Workshop for Monday, May 11th, 2026 at 2 p.m. begins here.
Get started. This is a meeting workshop on May 11th at 2 o'clock in the courthouse in Mount Vernon. We've already opened with all of our stuff this morning, so we'll jump right into hot tax review, hotel motel occupancy funding request. And first, how much money we got there? Let's start with that.
Here you go.
$140.
Yeah, I gave him.
There it is. I'm sorry. Never mind.
We have $140 cap to spend without capital outlay of the $25,000. If you use the $25,000 again, you have $110 to $120.
I said it again real slow.
He must have been home doing that.
Well,
he's still asleep.
All right, now what did you say about the $140 and then, but
right now, we have $25,000 budgeted in capital outlay.
Okay.
If we budget that again for 2027, we'll have $110 to $120 to pay out to the entities for all time.
So
if you do not budget that, then you can cap it at $140.
Gotcha. Well, I guess today we're not having any kind of, we'll have to do that another day. I guess we're just listening to everybody today, correct? Basically what we're doing. So, Franklin County Youth Baseball Softball Association. We got anybody here?
She says she'd be a little late.
Well, then we'll skip her. We'll skip her. Franklin County Sheriff's Posse. Anybody? There you are.
I'm Chad Neal, represent the Sheriff's Posse. First of all, thank y'all for what you've done in the past and last year. It does go a long way to help. This year, we're asking for $15,000 to go towards the big screen that does all the replay, advertising, everything during the rodeo, and then $5,000 to go towards some lighting for the vendor space. Last year was our second year. We added a vendor space along the east side of the bleachers, but there's no lights through there. So the vendors, that's mainly been the only thing they complained about. First year we didn't have rock, we rocked it, that fixed that. Then they were like, well, we're having to bring lights in the generator and that causes trouble for hearing and everything. So we'd like to figure out how to put some lights in there, but yet keep them high enough that it doesn't hurt our crowd and everything.
So that's right behind the bleachers, right?
Right behind the bleachers on the east, on the east side. There. We took all that fence down and rocked that along that section in there. But last year was the first year we went to a 3-night rodeo and a 2-night rodeo, and our numbers had increased so much that in order to get all the contestants in, we had to add a 3rd night, which was pretty expensive. But we finished year number 6 out of 300 in the UBRA. With that, and this year we've also we just signed a deal with Brooke May out of Southern Springs with B&B Productions. She puts on barrel races, and she's committed to 7 barrel races over the next between now and December to bring in some extra stuff in there, along with our handicapped rodeo that we have and the Play Day series that we throughout the year. So.
All right, anybody any questions from them? Nobody any questions? Let's go back to Franklin County. We're just going to skip you. Just not here. But no, he is on the top left, which is late, but that's okay. No, we don't. No, I'm just not making it. All right, what all you want to buy this year?
Not near as much as last year. So we're growing. We started, when I took over, we had 250. We have 385 this year. And we have people from Sulphur Bluff, from Dyke, from Como, from Picton, all playing with us now. And I'm hoping that will continue to grow a little bit as far as other counties. We are in need of 2 new drags for the fields. We have already purchased 2 loads of turfis. We're fixing to purchase 2 more loads of turfis, and then we need another load for maintenance. All the 4 loads we've already gotten or are getting will all be to get all the fields back to where they need to be. The ice machine outside, the concession stand that stores the bags of ice and that we put the burgers and stuff in during the season, that has gone out. So we need a new one of those.
Really?
We've had it maintenance every year and it's been fine. We had it maintenance this year and it's done.
I thought they leased that from John Wayne or something.
They don't maybe just to the ballpark.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they don't work on it. We have to get someone else to come work on it. But it bit the dust finally, so we do need another one of those.
I have to get out.
The turf is that orange stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Red.
Okay.
It's tough to put on the fields, and it has helped tremendously. We have only had to cancel 1 knot this year because of weather. So all this rain has not slowed us down.
How much storage, how much would that be?
Around 4,000. If we get a double, it's about 4,000.
How has the ice machine on the inside been in the last couple
it's
of
fine.
Years? It's been good.
I've not had any issues with it at all.
Didn't have nothing wrong with it this year?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, no, I know. no problems with it this year.
All right. Ready? Well, I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else got any questions? All right. Genealogical Society. You're not here? Oh, right here. Yes, there you are. Okay.
Here she is.
So, y'all are asking for the same, though, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but I'm sorry I have to use a voice mic. I've done this probably for 15 years now, and the commissioners are you're all different, you're all younger. Y'all used to be older.
I have now become the oldest. When I started, I was the youngest, now I'm the oldest.
But just basically ask for what you gave us last year. Our biggest thing is our utilities. Like if you live in the city, you know that your water bill is another $50 more rather than $100. It's now $150. And that's a big jump. Electricity is going up. Gas is going up. And we have to run dehumidifiers so we have humidity at the correct level. We do store a lot of the old deed records and a lot of old records from county. We also are losing members. We just had our Don Easterling pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot for us. Also today we had a gentleman from Florida come in and tell us that his father had passed away. But before his father passed away, he paid for our building.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week we had people come in researching that had no idea things about their family. I had a young couple come from Greenville and they were researching. And they never knew that their great grandfather had 2 wives and the first one was murdered.
Hmm. Did he get off?
He was murdered by the minister.
Mm-hmm. Like some of my family.
She was murdered by the minister. Murder suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But we do serve a lot of people nationwide and around the world. It's not just the United States. But we have people from 10 different states come in person. We have a lot of people that send emails or call, and we research. And it's not always people. I have one lady that I've been helping with a piece of furniture, and it has names on it. and we're trying to figure out what these names mean and how they're related to each other. So, and we try to conserve our energy. We adjust our thermostats, make sure all our lights are off, our water is not running. Any questions?
No. I know I sent a lady up there that's talking about over here, Huckleberry, the old Huckleberry yes. school and all that, because evidently they own the property or whatever. She was, so I guess she's come up there and talked to y'all about it. I told her that would be the best place to go find out some of that kind of stuff.
We have 4 days a week we're open and we all are all volunteers. I'm on Monday and my son Christian here helps me on the days he doesn't work. Talking about Huckleberry, I do the newsletter. And we're talking about Huckleberry in it.
All right. Well,
okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Frankie, are you speaking for the Key Club?
I am.
You don't really have to do anything.
Okay.
Some of them just wonder why you're not asking for more.
Well,
you stayed the same for 100 years.
Next time I'll
work. Okay. Now, does anybody have any questions for Frankie or the Key Club? Y'all are doing great.
Thank you.
We love the Country Fest, and it's great. And a lot of folks come in for that. A bunch of folks come in for that. So.
Excuse me, but we're leaving because we have to go on off.
Oh, all right. Y'all be careful. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Frankie, I didn't mean not to let you talk.
Well,
I'll just
I'm happy to use your time more efficiently. So.
Well, you know we're going to sit there and support
the Key Club. And go.
Yes. No, you're good. Anybody have any questions about Key Club?
It's still for advertising, correct, Frank?
Yes.
Yes. Radio and Facebook.
We use it for the live remote and then for the advertising and the surrounding papers.
Did he say this morning he was pulling out on the auctions?
Yeah. 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 So
Franklin County Arts Alliance.
That would be Linda.
Linda.
Oh, that's right. I told Linda she's good.
So do we have the list of what she wants?
Yeah, probably.
I think it's
a good question. Yeah. She requested 8,000 with the three overworlds last year.
Promotion.
Yeah.
Is that for operations?
Funds we use to advertise special art events, cover expenses for instructor supplies, classes, class attendance, ranges 6 to 25, includes adults, children, Franklin County, other Texas cities. Some will also be used for the general operation of Arts Alliance in order to provide awareness of cultural arts there in our community where they do not find. And Monk, can you finish reading the rest of it? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So then we will go on to the next one. All right, Alamo. Yeah. Jackie.
This year, we have reduced our request. It was so much more last year. This year, we're asking for $6,500. And I tried to...
$13.
$13. Well, yes. I was trying to get off. Maybe we'll leave you. I'd like to refer you to your two pictures as to what's going on here. This is Joseph Tuckstow is at work. He's got a lot of copies of this. Should be on the page 2. And you got it. And we just recently posted the usual. And in addition, something I did not include in your package was we are now
I want to give each one of you one of these so we can see our efforts to serve the community here. We're now the headquarters for the Narcotics Anonymous group that they've started here.
Jackie, what do y'all use most of your money for?
Well, I've got a document here, about $2,000 just for the operating costs, utilities, and our liability insurance. It's in your, signed your page two.
Okay.
And then we've got a $250 for advertising. Mostly brochures, $600 for promotion of the arts, and that includes performances on the stage, various events. Gary Jones played at our chili cook-off. Earlier we had Dale Cummings, and we're hoping to start a karaoke maybe once a month. We've got that 32-foot outdoor stage, and we're not using it. But the main thing is we've got 12 buildings that we have to take care of, and that's included in the historical restoration. And we need some more showcases and various things to house our local Texas history, which amounts to $6,513.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Let's see here. Franklin County Historical Association. You are up. Alicia.
Well, good afternoon, commissioners and judge. My name is Alicia Delico, and on behalf of our Historical Association, I am respectfully requesting a $7,500 allotment of the County Hotel Motel Occupancy Tax Fund to go towards the reprinting of our driving tour guide titled Driving Out Women. Did y'all meet y'all about one of those?
Mm-hmm.
And my driving tour kind of like public buildings, historical sites and homes in Mount Vernon and Franklin County. Signs list the name of builder or early owners, name of current owners, and year of construction. There are over 20 official state historic markers in Franklin County and over 70 signs maintained by the Historical Association designating historic structures. Now, in our new updated driving guide, we have updated it, the 2008 original, to address property ownership changes. This reprinted edition will sustain historical records of the sites while allowing for generic representation through change of ownership. We also include a QR code linking the videos and our website for additional information, and the new publication should be valid for the next 6 to 8 years. Distribution is planned at our museum sites as well as through the chamber and county offices. Our guides have been widely distributed and we are reaching the point of their completion in 2026. As indicated in the application, we will buy as many books as the $7,500 allotment and we will pay any cost override and cost exceeds that amount of 1,500 books, which equals about $5 each. The expenditure directly enhances and promotes tourism in our area as tourists come to seek our lakes for fishing and recreation. In addition to our museum spaces in town, this driving tour book will offer additional activities to explore our historical homes and buildings, not only for non-residents, but Franklin County residents as well. We will begin promoting and marketing these updated guides immediately upon receiving them from the publisher. We request these funds as soon as possible as the summer traffic is near approaching, preferably within the next 30 days. And I want to encourage each of you, if you have not taken the time to tour these sites and take the drives yourself, please do so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank there's some interesting haunting stories in here as well. Thank you.
This will start January.
It's 2027.
But y'all have money from that we budgeted last year. How much?
For this year.
Yeah.
Everybody five last year.
That's right. We have everybody five, so
yeah,
you should be able to get. You need some ASAP. Get some.
Thank you.
See the money. The money right here, right there. Hey, Lou, you want anything for y'all? Anything exciting? And I forgot, I've got to check on the roof.
Okay. You're in trouble.
I know.
Yeah. Marla, do not let me forget again.
I'll try to help you remember this time. I know you called, but I don't know.
I did, and I
you can't remember this.
I can't even remember who I called. But I did call somebody. But I will. You know, you think when you get a secretary back here, administrative assistant, she would keep me in line here.
She has to know about it. I'm going to start pinning things.
That's right. Thank you. All right, let's see here. Mount Vernon Music.
That would be me. I'm Gordon Shelton. This is my first time representing the music group. Provide music that most people around here don't listen to. Classically oriented, and some of it's very good. And we have one concert left this year at the end of the month, so come on over to the Music Hall on Leftwich, the 30th, I think, in the evening, for a clarinet. Classical clarinet exercise.
That's what my mother played me.
I hate saying that I remember.
My daughter's anyway, our request this year is pretty, it's much the same. I think it's 3,000, which 2,000 will go towards our advertising and direct mailing and publications that we let people know what's going on at the concert season. We run about 7 concerts, full concerts a year, and then a handful of others that are focused mainly on the children. And the other youth-focused stuff that we do is our annual scholarships that we award. And so we've asked for 2,000 for the mailing stuff and 1,000 towards our scholarship funds. And we usually have the last couple of concerts of the year. We'll have some of the scholarship winners performing. Hope we have one more left on the final concert.
Mm-hmm.
So come on up. Try out some different music.
Yeah. 70s rock music.
No. Well, 1770s.
My wife is sick as a pair of the Eagles. All right. Anybody got any questions over there? All right. Thank you, sir. Tour disapparates. I was asking for 4,000. We gave 5,000 last year, didn't we?
Okay. You have a post event report to tell you where we spent the money. And we're not, we had wonderful weather again.
Yeah.
I remember. And it was very cold. We had about 100 riders actually ride. Yeah. 90 of those finished, I think. But they were pretty much, they're cold, but they were very, very happy, Diane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Diane. They were really happy.
But I'm thinking, how can you be happy when you've been through something like that?
cheerful and more like.
And shaking. And there. But anyway, and then, so we're asking for less money this year than we did last year. We've invested a lot of money in the bike ride over the last year or so. We bought a bright yellow canopy tent that we take with us when we go to these other bike rides around the country or around East Texas to promote our bike ride. We'll go to take it to Beach of the Back Roads, which is in Longview. We'll take it to Hotter than Hell. 100 in Wichita Falls in August, and of course it is. last year we were inside the consumer show, and it was about 30 degrees in there, and I had to go out to Walmart and buy a jacket, and it was 100 degrees outside. But, you know, just take a look at this. I mean, this is, look at Mount Vernon. Look at all these volunteers. Look at what we do here with nothing. I mean, with practically nothing. We bring all these people to town, and bike riders love Mount Vernon. They love the volunteers. Our fire departments were standing out in the cold and directing traffic that Saturday. And that takes a lot of dedication. But we hopefully have good weather. We don't have any control over that.
Do we need to buy some more signs? Those were awful. I wasn't here this year, but
the banners we bought to
you. No. I'm talking about the ones you road signs.
We got new stands.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We got higher stuff. They're a little bit tougher and they're higher. Some of them were badly. One of them was badly placed. That he was in the rider. Well, at the Greenwood Baptist Church. Nobody else did, but he did.
Yeah.
And. So that sign might have been placed a little bit, but he was not happy.
Well, you called me a couple of years ago, and they said, and I know every cemetery in this county, I've been to one, and they started calling out this, go pick up this rider. You did, so he's a, and it used to be where your daddy grew up. There's a little cemetery, and I
said,
yes, and there's a sign there, and I said, Davidson? Is it Davidson Cemetery? I said, there's no such thing.
Yeah,
there was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. They get lost in the worst places.
Yes, they do.
T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, but y'all are on our t-shirt this year. We've decided that y'all have helped so long, we should at least put you on our t-shirt. Along with the city of the Chamber of Commerce.
The city and the county have been great about supporting the bike riding. And we just were like, wait, why aren't they on the shirt? You know, so.
Duh.
That, we won't miss that.
I'm not running again anyway.
So we appreciate what you do for us. And so what we're going to spend the money on this year is advertising and ride expenses. And it's not cheap to put on a bike, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish it were, but it's not. And so we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Pat.
We appreciate all of
you. Yeah, all of
you. All of you. All of you.
I thought it was a pretty good turnout and a bunch of riders for it to be the weather that it was.
They're crazy.
And I drove through town and I'm like, I wouldn't want to be on a bicycle. I mean, I wouldn't get on a bicycle anyway, but I sure would have wanted to out there that day.
Well, then we actually, I mean, even though we didn't have all the riders, we actually only had like 80-something that didn't pick up their packets. So even though a lot of people came and ate and hung around town and enjoyed the day, even though they didn't ride. So,
yes.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions? We appreciate you. Everything.
Good job.
We've got the best roads in Franklin. It's
yes, we do.
I promise you, we do.
We do.
Yes,
job.
We do.
Appreciate you.
And they get better every year.
We do.
But the people, I hear so many people rap about them. And frankly, but the other people from other counties come here and say, man, y'all got the greatest county road, I would say.
All you have to do is drive the other counties.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mount Vernon, Saltillo, Gunfarm.
Saltillo.
Never could say that word.
I'm Gary Sestero. I'm representing the Young Farmers today. Last year, we... for the hotel motel tax money, we upgraded our bathrooms, made it handicap accessible for the men's bathroom, and added some new LED energy efficient lighting. Thank y'all for that. This year we're requesting $12,000. $11,000 of that is to add a new driveway and culvert on the south side of the barn, back on the 115. That'll help movement of traffic, get everybody off the road, get a little safer. And then we're requesting another $1,000 for advertising, stamps, direct mailer, stuff like that. And then just last week, between South Tilla and Mount Vernon, we gave out 18,000 in scholarships to seniors this year. So.
How many did we have at the project show? How many exhibitors?
I think there was 85 different exhibitors this year. Some of them, there was, I think, 8 or 10 of them, they had shop projects and an animal, or what was in the picture, photo contest, one of the two. We had probably 500-ish people there this year at the show, and raised about $280,000 with add-ons and total money this year.
And other than take away from the background, you couldn't ask for much better weather than what they had there. Because they're usually out there doing it in the rain and cold and dew, but you couldn't ask for much better weather than what they had there. It was a good turnout.
All right. Anybody else?
Myself.
Thank you. Big Dog Sports. Oh, are you? Oh,
yes.
You're not lying.
No.
Yes. Missy. Yes.
She's a whole lot nicer than
I am. All right.
So I'm new to this, and I'm hearing that you can request more of it because this is evolving. This is specifically for the card shows that we started. It's been very successful. So what we're finding is that, so I paid you for the money you donated last year, $5,000. I asked for the same because it's still evolving, so maybe in the future I may ask for more, but as of right now, that would go towards hopefully a bigger venue. Specifically, we're going to look at the Glove Factory. Secondly, we had Randy White come in the first time, and that was a big success, that was a two-day show. That went very well. We tried a one-day show also. That went very well. So we're looking at trying to do 3 shows a year because we're the only shop within an hour anywhere, and it helps people who can't go to Dallas Card Show or can. It's just a different feel. It's a lot more approachable than the Dallas Card Shows and stuff. So I only asked for 5 again because it's evolving. I'm not. Maybe in the future we might need more, but anything. Oh, sorry, 5,001. That is an even number. Sorry. So that was kind of my thought process in that, because that money would go towards hopefully getting the bigger venue. Secondly, we would have an athlete if we got that venue and for advertising. That's kind of my mind was on that. But like I said, it is evolving, so maybe in the future I would ask for more, but I think that anything at this point helps. So thank you for that last year. And then,
how many do y'all normally have on trade night on Friday night?
Well, 50 to 70 people on trade night. Every Saturday night, we have 50 to 70 people. It's been a little lighter because of graduation and proms and that kind of stuff this month. But 50 to 70 people.
In that little over here, at our top.
We're going to have to do a reorg internally.
Now, how many people attended the Randy Wild thing altogether?
That's what I was going to ask you guys, because on the back of the application, I saw a post thing. How in the past would you recommend, because it's free admission, how would you recommend collecting data for such events? Thousands.
Just ballpark.
Because that's a great, I mean, we used to do that for the soccer team. We would have, when we had the events, we had people taking data, gather data. So thousands for sure. I mean, I would say at least, that's why I put on that thing 2,000 to 3,000 that I know of. Based on the vendors that are selling stuff, we have people coming in and buying out the first night, and the vendors are super happy with this.
I was going to say, how many vendors did y'all have?
Well, we sold that. We had to sell a double room at the church this time. We had, the first time we had 43, this time I think we had 63 tables. So we had to have another room at the church. We had to open up that community room because we kept having people want tables.
Okay, somebody that's really dumb when it comes to this. Is that to buy and sell the cards? Is that what the table is
for? To have a table to set up.
I got
for a vendor to be able to set up.
And it's free admission, so it does. And that's the other thing at Dallas Card Show, it's expensive. And to have athletes, you have to pay in addition to get, I mean, we did that too, but we try to pick athletes that are more known out here and that don't charge so much just for that experience. Mm. So that's the benefit of having something like this out here, because the people we're picking are so much strategic that we try to have. So.
Thank her, you might have called you.
Yeah. Well, I do know I have a grandson that's up there.
Yeah,
if the door's open, he's there.
Yeah. Forget it, you have a grandson that does that, don't you? Yeah.
He makes money. I've seen
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's another kid that took that here too that goes to the gym. I thought that he started a business. He's going off to college. He's concerned about how his business is going to go from here.
Yes.
Following the.
Wow. Y'all ever want to see something Saturday night from 5 to 7, it's a sight to behold. Just follow his grandson around too. He's like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He just, so that's what it's for.
It's been a good thing for the kids, yes. I will say that. And it's not just boys in there either.
No, some of the wives are getting on it too.
Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Christy Ellis. I'm going to give y'all the biggest expense on there is the guide. And I know that we're asking for a lot more. And I'm going to leave these for anybody else who doesn't have one that might want one. But I don't really have anything else to add. I mean, if y'all have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer anything.
Main advertisement, mainly.
That's all that we need money for. I mean, most of what the chamber has done so far is through social media, which, I mean, I'm not saying that hasn't been successful, but I don't think it's lost on anyone that with more funding, we could be more regional with print, digital campaigns, radio, all those types of things.
And I'm not really at
it. No, she's great. Yeah. And I'll add, a few years ago, one of the businesses in town said they didn't have, like when somebody came in from out of town and they were shopping, they were asking about places to eat, things to do.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything like that sitting there to hand to people. So
yeah.
I think there's a need for that.
Yeah, and we're taking it everywhere. I mean, these are going to go in hotels and our visitor centers from, I'm about to go to One Act Play in Austin, and I'm stopping along the way at travel stops, you know, truck stops. Obviously, there'll be an Irish at Bucky's, Zepco, I mean, all the places here, the hotels, I mean, all the bed and breakfasts or Airbnb type places we have here. But we're going to Texarkana, we're going to the Dallas area, we're going to go to Tyler, but they're going to be in all the places.
That's really it. Thank you. With everything that's going on, I don't know why we can't get a hotel here.
Exactly.
I know that we're really trying real hard to get one, but the many things that are going on now, and you know, remember Charles Lyers on the Industrial Foundation, he said, why can't we not get downtown? Well, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, you can't find parking spot anymore. So
yeah.
we've come a long way. Yeah. And that's the two guys that ran for mayor, and I give them a lot of credit. And people like, you know, Big Dog Sports and stuff like that, and the restaurants and stuff like that. We've come a long way in the last 10 years. We really have.
And what really gets me is you drive around some of these, towards some of these towns, and there's a motel sitting out here kind of in the middle of nothing. It's like, we can't even get one here in town, you know. Good example, you go towards Terrible out there, there's a motel sitting out there. Got in the middle of nowhere.
Well, when rains count, I mean, Emory, Texas got rain there going over us over there.
I know.
Not even on Wednesday.
That's
wild. Yeah, Mineola, and what's it like that? Yeah. I know Lindo's got numerous now, but Mineola's got some nice ones, got two of them. So, well, we're going to try to get that. But the more and more we bring people here, the more and more it'll be easier for somebody to build one. So.
I think we're all trying.
I know. Well, thank y'all.
Thanks,
Gary. What we'll do is we'll get together and decide how much we can spend, how much we can, everything else. But you know, we want to try to help everybody. Seemed like last year there was less money last year.
There was. We needed to recoup for a year.
Yes, we did. We did. So maybe this year we can give out a little bit more than what we did last year. Quite a bit more, I think. But we want to help you to make success in this community. Y'all go to the city. I know the city's got different. Y'all go to the city also request anything. Okay. Y'all may want to. Y'all are inside the city, actually, on the rugby stuff and the stock show and all the stuff that I'm out there and the informers and stuff like that. So, y'all ever ask anything for the city to do on that? I know that they're not inside the city, but anyway.
A lot of the kids live in the city.
Yes, they do. So, anything else before we adjourn? Is there anything y'all want to talk about? We got a whole list of things we could talk about. Stuff like that, so. All right, anybody else got anything? If not, we'll adjourn. How's that? Do you want a motion or do you want to do it?
I'm going to say,
I
have more of those guys in the chamber office.
All that's out.
Christy. Can we get some for the county clerk's office? Yes, I'll bring some.